The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with the sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of the seeds of the earth. And yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Can you hear okay? Mark wrote his gospel to the Christians living in a chaotic, dangerous time. In the year 70, the Romans destroyed the Jerusalem temple, leaving all Jews, Pharisees, scribes, rabbis, and Christian and Jewish Christians alike, all in despair and disoriented. Throughout Jewish history, you see, God had resided in the temple. The temple was the center of Jewish faith and of Jewish life. And now it was gone. Furthermore, they were living under a fierce, oppressive Roman rule, which placed rigid restrictions on how they could practice their religious faith. What should they do in the face of such oppression? How could this small, young community of Jesus' disciples survive? The Christian community thought they had two options. The first was accommodation. They could surrender to Roman power and obey all laws and do their best to fly below the radar, Roman radar, and obey all laws and just get along. The second option was to resist the Romans, to demand their religious freedom, and to plan to plot to overthrow the Romans. Mark is writing to tell the little Christian community about a third way, the way of Jesus. It involved loving others, serving others, and developing a deep trust in God. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is the way to authentic and faithful living. Mark chapter 4 is the first extended speech by Jesus in which he discusses the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is a challenge to comprehend, let alone implement, Jesus uses a familiar agricultural metaphor. Think back to when you were in kindergarten or maybe first grade. If you're like me, we did a science experiment whereby we placed a small bean in one of those Dixie cups filled with soil. We watered it, and then for a few days we'd watch and watch and watch, and pretty soon, poof, like magic, that cup filled with dirt turned into something else, something green and thriving, and eventually took over the whole cup. We had a plant. As kindergartners, we thought, wow, how did that happen? A seed planted is a mystery being revealed. It unfolds by its own operation in the soil. Planters may rise and sleep, but a seed's work is automatic. As Jesus said in verse 28, the seed will sprout and grow, the planter knows not how. In Mark 4, Jesus begins teaching the mystery of the kingdom of God. He tells the parable of the sower and the seeds and reminds his listeners that their lamp is not meant to be hid under the bed. And then Jesus warns in verse 24, pay attention to what you hear, for those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, more will be taken. There's judgment in those verses, because the emphasis is on the seed and the sower. We are the seed, Jesus says, and so we are responsible for the result. Do this, Jesus says, and good will happen. Do that, and bad will happen, he says. But fortunately, that judgment is not present in today's gospel reading. There is no judgment whatsoever in these verses from Mark's gospel. The focus is not on the seed. The focus is not on the sower. The focus is on the soil. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. The seed would sprout and grow. The planter knows not how. And likewise, the mustard seed, when planted, is the smallest of seeds, but when it grows into the largest of bushes. There is no human work in these two parables. The seeds grow totally on their own. It appeared that the soil has the power of which the soil itself is not even aware of. Other parables give people a choice. They must choose between good and evil. Other parables give people work to do. But not today's parables. Today there is absolute trust in the soil. God is like the soil. The parables remind us of God's faithfulness. God is saying once again, I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. And that was the promise for the early Christians living under harsh Roman rule. They could live the kingdom of God even under the Romans. And that's the promise for us today. The emergence of the seed in its sequence growth is like the kingdom of God in this sense. It grows mysteriously of its own accord and appears on God's timetable, not ours. The early Christians lived under harsh Roman rule, and Mark assures them that God can be trusted and depended upon despite outward appearances. Jesus invited them to live into the kingdom of God, even in difficult life situations. So what does that mean for us living today? How are we to live? During a discussion on today's gospel reading, Ralph Jacobson, an Old Testament professor at Luther Seminary in the Twin Cities, said that strong, thriving churches, and he doesn't mean just large churches, but small churches that are thriving, have no idea what makes them strong and thriving. They only seek to be as faithful as they can. They They fearlessly and faithfully sow the seed, but they know not how it grows. Jacobson called that the miracle of faith. About a month ago, a business associate gave me two books about the church to read and suggested that we meet for coffee when I had read them. We met this week with a couple of other folk. One of the books described the social trends of the declining church membership, the declining influence of the church, and the increasing number of people who identify themselves as nuns. I asked my friend what he thought would strengthen the church. His answer surprised me. He said, "I try to live by example." He went on to say that his children and grandchildren are Christers, Christmas and Easter worshipers only. So he tries to show by example how important God is to him. He attends daily Mass as well as weekly worship. He says grace at every family meal when their family gets together. He talks about his faith. At one point, he looked at me and he said, "You know, God is not something we talk about very much." Now, I would venture that my friend's personal example goes beyond his family. I was at a meeting with 25, 30 other people, and he opened the meeting with prayer. He plants the seed, then moves on. He did not till the soil. He did not water it. He knows not how the seed will grow, but he trusts God will accomplish what is necessary and purposeful. That just might be a faithful way to live. Worried about all our social and political turmoil? Worship God. Pray. Love and remember and listen to God. "I, the Lord, am God. I have spoken. I will accomplish it." Worried about the future of your church? Worship God. Pray. Love and remember. "I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it." Worried about your family? An illness? A difficult decision you face? Worship God. Pray. Love. Remember. "I, the God, have spoken. I will accomplish it." The seed will sprout. We know not how. Most of Jesus' parables are full of work and judgment. Don't put the lamp under a bed. Those who have much, more will be given. Those who have little, much will be taken. Jesus will separate the sheep from the goats. I would be much more terrified of Mark's gospel were it not for these verses. These verses have absolute trust in God. Whatever the kingdom of God is, it is indeed like that seed that grounds our hope that eventually things will change. "I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it." Let us pray. Holy God, give us the faith and the assurance to know that wherever we are, whatever we do, whatever happens, you have spoken, and you will do for us. We can trust you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.